This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And I want to make clear, it's not important because they're playing the Houston Astros. The fact they're playing the Houston Astros to me is irrelevant. It doesn't mean anything. The fact that they're going to play the Detroit Tigers next week, irrelevant, doesn't mean anything. Obviously, the head-to-head with Boston and Toronto, incredibly important when it comes to making up ground on Toronto. They're obviously in a battle with the Boston Red Sox. So this stretch of games are just being defined as, ooh, let's see if the Yankees can beat a good team.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Here's what matters. Very simple to me. Can they win three more games than the Toronto Blue Jays do over the course of the rest of this season and win the American League East?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. Like, proving yourself against good teams, which I know is this huge deal that Yankee fans have made such a big thing about. Sean went nuts when they lost to the Red Sox. They can't beat good teams. They're not going to be able to beat anybody. Just like when the Knicks fans freaked out that they couldn't beat the Celtics.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Of course, because ultimately when it mattered in the postseason, you beat them.
Exactly.
And that's likely what's going to have to be the occasion for the Yankees this year.
And I don't believe they can't.
Of course not. I mean, why would you think that they can't? Because they haven't. And then last year, they went to the World Series. Now, they had a smooth or grooved path to get there because of the teams that they had to play in the divisional round and in the ALCS. But still, it's the postseason. Anything can happen for this Yankees team, even though it's discouraging to think that they have the ability to do it.
I understand that when you play the Astros, it is personal.
Mm-hmm.
You want to beat them.
Yeah, but does it matter?
It doesn't, no. Honestly, I look at this schedule, and here's my thought process. It's all about the American League East. They are alive in this division because the Toronto Blue Jays, and I have said this over and over again. You were away last week. I was away for a few days, too. Don't get me wrong. But I was talking to Sean, and I'm like, bro, the Blue Jays have been kind of mediocre all year. They had one hot streak. Let's pipe down about them. And if you look at their last 53 games, they're under 500.
Right.
They're 26-27. I have no reason to believe that's going to change. Did you see what happened to them last night?
Yeah, blown the game.
Right.
The New York Yankees can win this division.
Of course. The Blue Jays, call it for what it is, got hot when the Yankees went cold.
That's right, and that's why they picked up so much
ground.
That's
why they picked up and ran away for a little bit, and now it's coming back to the mean. Both teams' means, I think. But they got hot at the right time. Kind of sometimes that's what baseball is all about, especially with so many games. If you go on an extended streak and everybody else kind of falters, you pull away.
And that's why I want to lay this out in a very nice, neat, and tidy way for the Yankee fan to understand.
Mm.
Let's say hypothetically, over these 12 games, you struggle. You don't play well. It continues. Same crap. Different address. You don't beat the Astros. Let's say you get swept by them this week. It's really bad. Like, defense keeps bad. All that whole thing. You go to Toronto, you lose 2 out of 3. Right? You struggle against Boston. Let's say in these next 12 games, you go 4-8. Not good. Right? Yankee fans are going to panic. And then what if you win your final 13 against the White Sox, Orioles, and Twins? Am I joking? That's on the table. I mean, you guys annihilate bad teams, sure, which is great, and you struggle against good teams. So if my math is correct, that would leave you with 16 wins and 8 losses in your last 24 games.
Yeah, might win the division.
And you win the American League East.
Yeah. Okay.
You good with that?
Well, good with it from the standpoint of, all right, yeah, they won the division. Right. I'm not good from it from the standpoint of the moment the playoffs start. I'm not going to believe this team's doing anything.
Now let me ask you another question. Let's say you do well against these teams. Let's say you go 9-3 in the next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Next 12. But you trip up finally against the Orioles, White Sox, and Twins.
I'd rather that because at least
you want the belief that you can beat good teams.
Dude, they're going to the playoffs no matter what.
You guys are crazy. I mean, not you guys. You are crazy.
Don't you think in their head it would be good to beat these teams in the playoffs?
No. I don't think it means a damn thing.
I think you're dead wrong. I think the Yankees basically go down their pants when they see some of these teams, and it's time to start proving that that's not going to happen.
So you would rather not win the division but prove yourself in these 12 games?
They're going to the playoffs anyway, yes. Yep.
But there's a big difference between winning the division and not.
But don't you think that this is more individuals as opposed to teams? So it's like, so why couldn't they beat the Astros? Because those guys on those Astros teams back then, they just were in their head.
Yeah,
they felt like they couldn't best them. But this is the Astros as a team. They are markedly different.
I don't think it's about the Astros, though, because they struggled against Toronto. They've struggled against Boston. To the Yankee fan, it's about any good team. Like, their record against
I'm not talking about the fan. I'm talking about the player.
Well, I don't think the player thing exists.
I do. I think there's the mental stuff.
No,
I think the moment
not.
You get in the game and these little things happen, and I think that's why it's more important. We can talk about the wins and losses and while the wins are important. More than anything else over the next 12 games, the Yankees cannot look like a fundamentally flawed baseball team where an avalanche is happening, where they're basically one mistake happens and another somebody's getting caught off base. There's another error here.
Then it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy when it happens in the postseason. It's like, of course they bungled something because they showed us all year long that they're going to bungle something. Now, if the player starts to think, look, I know this from like my fumbling issues. Mm-hmm. There were moments where I'm like, I hope I don't fumble. It's the wrong thought. You know what I mean? It's just like, who is the Knobloch? Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, geez.
At second base. Like, just make a good throw.
Steve Sachs.
Just make a good throw. Like, you start thinking the negative.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's no way for the positive to happen. At all, because if you're not thinking positive, there's no way that you're gonna be able to be consistently positive. And so sometimes I think it's an internal mental game for athletes, and not necessarily, oh, it's this team or it's this individual. It's more like it's you. It's all on the individual.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what the Yankees haven't spent enough time in personal development with each of these guys is. Okay, Anthony Volpe, we know you're a good shortstop. Why can't you throw the ball to first base? You know what I mean?
Why are you going down to one knee every time you feel the ground ball now?
Right. It just It's psychological.
But that doesn't happen just against good teams.
And like that happens consistently, but
right.
when you do it against a bad team, you can get away with it.
No, absolutely.
When you do it against a good team, they're going to stack them up. They're stack runs on top of
it. I think that's exactly what happens. You can't make the same amount of mistakes against good teams. Here's my point to you, to everybody else out there. There are 24 games left in this season. Win the American League East. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's right in front of them. Damn it, I didn't mean to quote Boone. It's right there for them. They are essentially three games behind Toronto. The reason I say three is because they will lose the tiebreaker against the Jays, so they have to finish ahead of them.
Right.
So they need to finish with a better record than the Toronto Blue Jays.
They have the tiebreaker on the Rangers, who are coming.
Yeah, but that's for wild card stuff.
Right.
And I'm not worried about that, but yes, you are correct. In fact,
three and a half games out of it.
I'm not worried about that. I don't. It's more than that. I think it's five games back. It's actually six in the loss column, so they're well ahead of Texas.
Right.
In fact, they have the tiebreaker on every wild card team that's bidding at them. Seattle, Yankee tiebreaker. Texas, Yankee tiebreaker. Cleveland, Yankee tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah.
Kansas City, Yankee tiebreaker.
Texas is 1.5 behind Mariners, but 5 behind the Yankees.
Correct. Right. So I'm not even worried about that. But they need to make up three games on the Blue Jays, plain and simple. And if you win the division, it is likely you're getting a first-round bye.
Well,
and you have home field advantage in that divisional series. That matters. That's really important. And that's all that matters.
That's also why they need to beat the Astros.
No, no. Beating good teams, well, that's more of a math equation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about that specifically. It's more the idea that beating good teams is more important than just winning the division is lunacy to me. It's just lunacy. And then I go back to this. You got 12 games against good teams. What's good enough? Like, if they went 6-6, mm-hmm. would you say, all right, we could play good teams?
8-4.
It's got it. What if it's 7-5? That means they can't win a division series against any one of these overrated bums?
8-4 means you've basically won every series or you at least swept one while you won. To me, that's a big deal. Yeah.
A big deal for what?
Right. For anybody to believe in this team. Dude, I'm telling you right now, they go 6-6 and they're
right. Show us
the ball
from a fan standpoint. Right, that's what you're talking about.
Yes, I'm talking about
win series.
The fans do not believe in a team that is on the cusp of making the playoffs because in these series, they've given us no reason to believe. If you want this city and this team and this fan base to rally around the team, I'm sorry. 6-6 ain't cutting it over the next
12
games.
I think you guys are wrong.
That's fine.
I think that if you win the American League East, no matter how you get there, and I know I painted a very extreme example. I get that it would be unrealistic to go 4-8 in these 12 and then, 13-0 in the next grouping of games.
I mean, you could.
But you could. I mean, the Yankees slaughter bad teams. Up until yesterday or Sunday when they lost to the White Sox, they were about to just run the table on bad teams. They made the Nationals look like a minor league team.
That's because Boone gave them an off day on Monday, even though it's Labor Day. And they were like, oh, can we go today?
Oh, so you're blaming Boone for the Sunday loss?
No, but I know people probably were blaming Boone for the Sunday
loss.
It's baseball. You lose to bad teams.
Of course, it is about the division. The division matters in this regard. Skipping the wild card series is huge. You could tell me all you want about the history of the last few years, more so in the NL than the AL, about, well, wild card teams get hot and they go on a run. BS. You don't want to play... what's that game? It's kind of controversial with the gun. Russian roulette.
Yeah, Russian roulette.
Very violent example, I apologize. But you don't want to play Russian roulette with your baseball season. And that's what a best of three series does. If you win the division, it is likely you'll get a top two seed and skip the Russian roulette. And now you're in the division series hosting a best of five.
Right.
I'd feel pretty damn good about myself if I'm a Yankee fan.
You spent all summer when I argued the point about winning the division telling me, it doesn't matter, just get in. That's all you got to do is just get in. Now we've upped the ante to you don't want to be, just get in.
Here's why, Sean. When you can't win the division or you're not going to win the division, like the Mets, the NL East is over. I know it. We'll hear from Sal in a few minutes. I'm pretty sure he knows it. We all know the Mets are not winning this division. It doesn't mean their season is over. My point is, it sucks. I'd rather have won the division, but the good news is they get a new life. If I have a chance to win the division, there is a bonus to doing it. Because you, especially if you finish with a top two record, get to skip around.
Right.
So I've never said I don't want it. I've said even if you don't get it, that isn't a death sentence. Does that not make sense to you?
Yeah, it does make sense, which is why I'd rather play well versus these teams and go in with a good mentality that we could beat whoever we want in the AL.
Sean's taking a lot of L's today, Teague.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.